This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We have introduced the new First Class Pass. It's for groups of 10 or more. It features Sabres game tickets, plus private club access in the 1970 Club, all-inclusive gourmet dining, and parking passes included. Visit sabres.com/pass to learn more today. All right, let's quickly revisit our poll question of the day at Sabres Live as far as what former Canucks look is your favorite. And we have an expert on the situation joining us for his opinion. He's Josh Norris. And your initial thought when you look at some of these old uniforms, which one is the best?
Well, initially it was none of them, but...
Which is not an option on the poll right now.
It should be.
But you can comment. You can click the comment button and tell us if there's an alternate jersey you like.
I like D. The dark blue. I don't even, what is that, maroon?
Yeah, there's a maroon stripe. There's a gray.
Yeah.
It's like the orca, the killer whales in the sea for Canucks.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people that watch the Sedins and Naslin and maybe even Trevor Linden or whatnot would be in that. Mm-hmm. I'm a Pavel Bure kind of like, you know, C, like the flying skate, the old colors, the Kirk McLean, like those eras. But Duffer, which is yours?
Probably the original.
Yeah. The original?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you know me and my love for Sabres history and, of course, the Canucks coming in at the same time. I feel like that's what it looked like
it
in the beginning.
It is so original that in the skate, in the sock, they have the thing that goes under your heel. You're too young to know that back in the days in the old wool sock, they would like have something that would go under your foot to hold it down.
And it would wrinkle and be uncomfortable, and eventually everybody would cut them off.
Exactly.
So the style's gotten a lot better.
The style's gotten better. Are you, Josh, a jersey like guy? Like as a kid, thinking back, did you have favorite teams that you thus gravitated to, or did you like sports jerseys in general?
I don't know if I loved jerseys so much, but I loved sports. I was a big Miami Heat fan. I loved their jerseys. I loved Dwayne Wade. I was a Yankees fan. I loved Jeter. Those pinstripes never get old. I am a Tigers fan at heart, though. But yeah, those are some of the teams that I liked. I like their jerseys.
Okay, because our game night producer, Brian Moss, is such a big Detroit Tigers fan, he wanted me to ask you, who is your favorite Tiger of all time?
Jeez, that's a tough one.
Depends
what era we're going. Obviously, Miggy Cabrera.
Yeah, that's who he guessed. He's like, I bet you it's going to be Miguel Cabrera.
I liked Brandon Inge back in the day.
Wow.
He was really good. I think he's actually coaching at the University of Michigan, or was for a bit.
I was a Cecile Fielder. Like, that's my era. Like, going over the roof of the old stadium in Detroit. Mm-hmm. That's who I like.
Pudge Rodriguez. He was great. Yeah, we had a lot of good guys come through there. And they're starting to get good again, so it's good to see it.
You think they're going to stay good, or are they going to
lose? I don't
know.
Hopefully they can get Scooble
signed. That's the question, of course. As far as the hockey side of things, how are you feeling with the group now that you're back?
Yeah, obviously.
After the 10-game stretch.
Yeah, pretty good little last stretch here. It's obviously the guys, you know, we've put in a lot of work to get back to this point. But nice to be home again for sure. Felt like we were on the road for a little longer than a week, but... Yeah, always good to be back and just excited to play in front of our fans again.
I don't know if since you've been back, you've had a chance to walk around town. I don't know that if people approach you and talk to you about hockey, but I know that when I'm around, people are saying, man, like when Norris came back and made a big difference. So how do you feel about having that compliment of, hey, you know what, since you've returned, the team looks different and knowing that you've had that impact?
Yeah, obviously it's nice. I try to come back in and just give the team a spark and just be myself. But like I said, big credit to everyone. I think a lot of guys have, or everyone's bought in and we're playing a certain type of way. Obviously the last game was, we didn't like that. And we kind of just flushed that one. But the guys feel good. And it's a hard league every night. We've started to figure out what we want to be and how we want to play. So just got to do that going forward.
What about playing with Zucker and how what's his mood been like trying to get, ready to get back in here?
Yeah, he's excited. Obviously Zucks has been a great player for a long time. And I think he's a guy that you really want to play with. He just gets pucks back. He works hard. He puts pucks in the right places as a centerman for you. And just the guy that's easy to read off of. So you kind of froth at the mouth to play with a guy like that.
What about the power play? Because obviously, like, the power play hasn't been the best, even though there was a 10-game win streak that ended in Columbus. But I think Zucker is still your leading scorer on the power play, goal scorer. So what do you think that impact brings him being on the power play again?
Yeah, obviously big. Yeah, like you said, power play struggled a little bit over the last 10 games or so. But it's going to happen. You're not going to play or have a great power play for 82 games in a row. So it's on us to get back to, producing for the team and scoring big goals and timely goals that, can put your team in a position to just go out and play 5-on-5 hockey. But he's great. He's great on the power play. He's a little savvy down there. He's smart. He's got a great stick. And I just always feel like he's open down there, so I'm excited to get him back. Yeah.
Relationship with Quinn Hughes, who is no longer a member of the Vancouver Canucks. But I mean, it's amazing how much you guys played together on the way up, right?
Yeah. It is a little weird not having him in Vancouver right now. But I know he's enjoying Minnesota a lot, and he's playing well. Their team's playing well. We've known each other since, I think, we were 15. Mm-hmm. We met at an unofficial recruiting visit at Michigan and went to a football game together and didn't really know each other. Knew a little bit about each other, just from playing against each other. He's from Toronto, I'm from Detroit. And ever since that day, kind of just, clicked. And it's been a great friendship ever since.
Unofficial, which means you guys had to flip the bill. So who picked up the lunch tab or the, going to the concession stand tab? Like, was that your responsibility or his?
I didn't really have any money back in the day, so I don't even think we ate.
Exactly.
I think we just had a couple waters the whole day.
Yeah, you're asking people, okay, are you done with those nachos? I'll take them.
Yeah, pretzel was more my style.
Yeah, pretzel. Okay, that works.
Yeah. The Michigan roots, I mean, they run pretty deep, obviously, in your family. How did you end up choosing Michigan?
Well, they don't really run deep. The Michigan State roots run deep.
Yeah. Yes.
So, that was actually a tough decision. I was talking to somebody about that the other day. My dad went to Michigan State, was an All-American there, had a good career, and my mom went there. They met there, and aunts, uncles, have a lot of, friends that have gone there. So that was a place that I always wanted to go to. Just when I was deciding, Michigan was in a little bit of a better spot at the time in terms of their program and the guys that they had and the guys that were moving on to play in the NHL. Just kind of wanted to be part of that history and had a couple of buddies go there that were a year or two older than me and just told me how much they loved it. So it was actually that day when we were on the unofficial recruiting visit, I was like, yeah.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I think this is the place for me, and that was it.
That's pretty cool. That's amazing. Okay, so producer Sam went in a long rabbit hole of looking down some of your social media posts on Twitter from back in the days. One of them was hashtag like...
Hang on, this is officially called old tweets.
Old tweets, yes, this is a segment. One was a hashtag Leyland for president. You must have been watching a Detroit Tigers game at the point and really like what he did. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's good. There was one that said, hey, this kid stole my Gatorade. Do you remember what that was in reference to? Like, it's 2013. That's a long time ago. But you're like, this kid stole my Gatorade.
Where's the tweet?
Oh, I got it right.
Oh, there it is. Right
yeah,
there
it is.
Some random kid just sharing.
Yeah, some random Tim just stole my Gatorade.
I think when you're that young, you're just looking to tweet anything for attention. So that's probably what it was.
Okay, one was like, I really need a dartboard right now. I want to know, have you gotten a dartboard since then? Are you a big dart
this
guy?
This is hilarious. Yeah, we have, me and Quinn don't live too far from each other in the summer, and they have darts and pool and whatever, so we play darts a lot there, and then I had to get a dartboard too, so we have some good matches, and we got the standings and stuff like that. And
oh, really? So you're competitive. What do you play? You play like 501, 301? Do you play cricket?
We play, I don't know what it's called, but you got to hit 20 three times.
Yeah, 19, that's 3, cricket.
18,
yeah.
And then the bullseye.
And then the bullseye.
Yeah, that's what
and
we play.
And if you close out the 20 and your opponent gets points.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a very good bar, like, dart game that you play with your buddies. I like that.
Sneaky fun game, yeah.
Do you have more tweets to unveil?
Yes, there is one more, and I don't know about this one, but so in 2013, how old were you back then?
2013.
I would have been 14.
14 years old. You tweeted, Carrie Underwood is perfect, or is perfection. You're 14 years old. She was probably married to Mike Fisher at the time, so
yes,
there was that
was.
Hockey connection.
Yeah.
She still is. So, but are you still a Carrie Underwood fan?
Not so much anymore, but I was at the time. Yeah, I loved her. I mean, who didn't?
Exactly. So. I mean, every Sunday night when the, Sunday night football starts and she's on, I think, oh, there's $1 million she's making tonight. But she's had a great career starting from American Idol and on, so that's good.
Hard not to like her.
Music preferences now?
Oof. A lot of country. I'm into some pop, indie, folk.
Like
Mumford & Sons, that type of music.
Yep.
I would say that's mostly what I'm listening to.
And summer home is how far from Oxford, Michigan?
About 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too far.
Are you familiar with any other former Sabres from there?
Nathan Gerby.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the only other guy.
The little guy's unreal. Little Pitbull, yeah. Nathan Gerby.
Yeah, yeah. Gerby's
look up his
great.
Highlight reel goal against Philadelphia from like 2011. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Gerbs.
We had your dad on, you know, the opening night of here against the Rangers. What is he like watching the games? Does he text you, call you sometimes the next day with some notes, or does he stay away from that? Because obviously he played and he understands the game really well.
Yeah. No, you know what? He gives me my space. But there certainly are times where he'll send me, you know, a little text like, hey, big game tonight. Or if I'm not shooting the puck, he'll be like, hey, you got to get some pucks on that tonight, or something like that. So he still has that, you know, the dad, hockey dad kind of thing in him, yeah. Or coach. You know, and I love it. Sometimes I need a little reminder, but, you know, he's great. He gives me a lot of space, and, yeah, it doesn't get too involved, but. Yeah.
If Lindy has a criticism of some sort, I want you to turn around and says, my dad told me no. Like, just to get a reaction out of Lindy. I would say he probably has never heard that in the NHL coaching career. That would be a first, and you'd be the one to give it to him.
I think my dad and Lindy actually played a few games together.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, so that would be pretty funny. Yeah.
My dad said no.
So you just opened up a thought that about, you know, hearing from your dad and maybe needing to shoot more. What do you think of yourself as, a playmaker or a shooter?
I mean, at heart, I think I'm definitely a shooter,
yeah,
for sure.
Because Marty said playmaker a couple of weeks ago, and
yes.
I just in a random conversation, I looked at him sideways. I'm like, I think of Josh as a shooter, but
yeah.
I also was just kind of assuming that, so I was curious. Your
definitely
thoughts.
Have been more of a shooter my whole career, you know. But I think there's also another side of my game that I've kind of been able to, you know, pick up a little bit more this year is my playmaking and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something that you know, I thought I've always had in me, but you know, kind of always just. Thought I was a shooter and, you know, had to always shoot, but
I didn't go back and look. What was your first goal as far as, like, what kind of play was it?
My first NHL goal?
Your first NHL goal.
Oh, it was in COVID. There was no fans in the building. It was on the power play. I tried to pass it back door to Brady, hit a skate, and I just kind of flung it, and it was like the luckiest
goal ever. And you know who
it
was against?
Winnipeg.
And the goalie?
Brossoit.
Yes. Fun fact about Laurent Brossoit.
Fun fact about him?
Yeah.
I scored my first goal on him.
Yes, and not French.
Not French. Yeah,
oh, really?
That's another one. Like Larry Brossoit.
Yeah,
he's from BC, I think. So French name, but nothing French to him. Because when he joined the Vegas Golden Knights, Jonathan Marchessault was like, oh, I'm happy I'm getting another French guy on the team. And they're like, he's not French. He's like, oops, got to do my homework. Good, that's awesome. New Year's resolution, anything for you or maybe some of the guys in the room that have got some good ones that have discussed it?
Donor said he was going to be nicer to me this year, so
okay.
that was his. No, I actually, I just started another book. So, yeah, I want to read more books, I guess. A little bit boring, but.
Oh, what are you reading? I think this is great.
I can't say which one.
Okay,
it's a little
good.
Embarrassing.
That's okay. We don't need the. But if there's a good one along the way that you want to share, use X like you did back in 2013. Just put it out there so people can follow along.
Maybe
too.
I will. Yeah, I actually
at Sabres Live.
At Sabres Live,
yeah,
we want to know.
Yeah.
I'm reading a couple right now, but the one is Theo Fleury's book.
Okay.
Catching Fire. I think.
Yep.
Yeah. That one's pretty intense. So I got a couple going right now. I kind of go back and forth.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Is your dog with you in season?
No, that's my parents' dog.
Yeah.
No, saw her over Christmas. Usually she cries when I get home, but she just saw me and kind of just went away. So I was a little rattled. I think it was because everybody else had been home for a little bit, and I was kind of the last one, and she's like, ah, whatever.
But, oh, that's tough.
Any good Christmas surprises this year under the tree or something cool?
Christmas surprises. Actually, yeah. Me and my little brother, my older brother got engaged this past summer, and he's getting married. He got us both like custom wedges, and it was like the best man thing, kind of like he was asking us to be his best man. So that was a cool way to do it. Got a nice little custom wedge, and then he wrote a nice little note in there too. So yeah, we were pretty fired up for that.
That is awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Nice touch.
Last one on teammates. We have Tyler Ennis on the show tomorrow.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah,
Enzo
you played
sauce.
With him in Ottawa. That's right.
Yeah, Enzo's the best. I really enjoyed my time with him. Great teammate.
Did he have Enzo's sauce with him? Did he carry his sauce around?
No, he didn't at the time, but he was telling me stories of back in the day when he actually had like the sauce.
Yeah. Oh, they sold it in the stores.
I heard it was in like Wegmans.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy a good Halloween? Social media suggests you may have had a Halloween moment with him. Was Enzo a ghost?
Oh, yeah. We did Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Yeah, we're seeing it right now. Enzo was the one in the drape?
Yeah, and he's not crouched down either. That's actually how tall he is.
So that's you, Delzato, and is that a
that's Delzato.
Delzato, and he's on the left.
Batherson.
Oh, Drake Batherson.
Yeah.
Oh, so you played with Del Z, right? I played with him in New York, too.
Yeah, I played with Delia.
Best DJ in the locker room?
Yeah, he was big on it, yeah.
The tunes, like, it would be 9 o'clock in the morning, and it was like Club Delzato going on in the locker room.
Yeah.
I had to tell him to settle down a few times, but he was just a young guy back then.
Yeah.
So.
Amazing. I think we've saved some stuff for the next visit, so please come back.
Yeah,
Thank you for the time today.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Enjoy the game.
Thanks, boys.
We are rapidly approaching Ryan Miller's Catwalk for Charity event presented by New Era Cap Foundation. It is back. It is a week from this Friday. That means January 16th at Babeville. Your chance to get tickets. Go there, sabres.com/catwalk to get yours today. Back after this on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.